Nearly 10,000 people are here in Washington for a conference called Deaf Way 2, hosted by Gallaudet University, a renowned institution for the deaf and hearing impaired. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
Vaudevillians bang around a cluttered stage. Snarls of wire and a giant model of a hearing aid block their way to a ringing phone. When they finally reach it, answering is a problem.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
The play is titled Falling on Hearing Eyes, and it's packed with prickly humor about the clash between deaf and hearing cultures. The audience is cracking up, very quietly, and hands shoot up in silent applause. Not everyone in the audience is deaf, but everyone is laughing. Such connections between cultures is a new goal for the conference. The first Deaf Way took place in 1989. Gallaudet's president, I. King Jordan, says that things have changed.
13 years ago, it was more limited to the deaf community. It was concentrated deaf people sharing stories with deaf people. Now we're trying to bring in and welcome people outside the deaf community to see our culture and our world.
Thousands of people from over 100 countries have come to Deaf Way 2, some saved for years to attend. Rexy Fonseca stands with tears in his eyes. He's from Sri Lanka.
I'm so happy to be here and to see all these deaf people. This is my first time at a conference like this. We need a deaf union.
Activism is fundamental to this gathering. Deaf Way panels cover everything from translating Shakespeare into sign language to international deaf issues to the latest in genetic research. And technology is a hot topic. Jordan says the deaf community must ensure that new developments don't shut them out.
Cell phones are almost all digital. When you have a digital phone, it's not compatible with a TTY, a telecommunications device for deaf people. So we have to assure that people have access to telecommunications.
Access is a watchword this year. Deaf Way wants to be inclusive. So venues like the Smithsonian Institution and the Kennedy Center are presenting performances and exhibitions. Artist Chuck Baird has paintings up at the National Zoo in Gallaudet, where he lectured on his art. Deaf Way producer Tim McCarthy.
In the back we have someone signing Chinese sign language and French sign language and Russian sign language are all happening simultaneously.
Baird is a specialist in devia, an artistic genre that explores deaf identity. Four of his paintings show close-up lips and rolling tongues caught in moments of speech. It's a message a deaf person can easily read.
What is this person saying? Very good. I love you. I love you.
McCarthy says that Deaf Way creates a space where deaf people feel truly empowered. One Chinese artist explained to him the word had never held so much resonance before.
And what she said next, I can't say in English, because she made this gesture using her hands, forming a heart with her hands around her heart, and then her fingers just waving in the air. Her heart is glowing. And I think all of our hearts are glowing.
Some of the top deaf artists of the world are here, many telling stories of struggle and progress. One popular standout was the Hong Kong Theater of the Deaf. They mimed the story of evolution in dark bodysuits and gleaming white gloves. The troupe turns into dancing filaments, their glowing hands like stars. They are above all connected to each other and the audience to them. Spinning under golden light, they morph from little sea beasts to creatures more complex until finally they stand upright, staring rapt at the sunrise. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.